We're going to go to Iraq now and hear about an operation the U.S. military is calling a success. American troops have cordoned off a town north of Baghdad to keep insurgents out. NPR's J.J. Sutherland recently embedded with U.S. forces there and found that the operation seems to be working.
The farming town of Tarmiya sits on the banks of the Tigris, about 30 miles northeast of Baghdad. Until just a few weeks ago, it was known as an insurgent stronghold. The police station was attacked almost nightly. Insurgents ran their own patrols through town. Before the war, it was home to strong supporters of Saddam Hussein. He often gave out houses there as gifts.
Angel Mike, KR6, over.
Now, American and Iraqi troops walk the streets. Sergeant Billy Bashir swivels his head back and forth as he carefully picks his way down Tarmiya's main street.
The people tend to be getting more friendly towards us. I know before when we came through, the only presence we had would be a mounted patrol. We walked the streets a few times. Usually get a lot of bad looks. But now that we're living here, people are becoming a little more friendly.
Bashir's company moved into the town with an Iraqi battalion on March 25th. Tarmiya is now surrounded by razor wire. There are only two roads open to enter or leave. Battle tanks guard the main entrance. Cars and people are searched on their way in and out. Now, a new calm has descended on the city, and Sunni families are moving here from elsewhere, fleeing the daily sectarian bloodshed that has infected other areas of the country, especially Baghdad. Before the Americans occupied the city, the police force was almost non-existent. No one would even volunteer for the job. Now, with the American and Iraqi troops present, more than 2,000 showed up at a recruiting drive. Those were whittled down to 64 who, this week, left for Jordan to undergo a 10-week training course. The American and Iraqi troops have taken over the biggest building in town, three stories of concrete that used to be a girls' school. Military vehicles are parked on the road outside. Inside the walls, the courtyard is a muddy, rutted mess with one Humvee sunk halfway into the moist ground. Captain Will Rodebaugh is in charge of the American troops here. He is amazed at the progress they've made.
We do 14 patrols a day, and those patrols focus on interaction with the people. One of the best things to hear, one of the things we've been hearing, is how happy they are that we're actually in the town, because all the problems that they've had have pretty much stopped in terms of security.
While the town does seem peaceful at the moment, soldiers continue to wear body armor and helmets to go outside to use the latrine. They worry that a nearby house could be used by a sniper. In addition to the regular patrols, the Americans are also handing out money. Major Herb Joliet has about $6 million to spend.
Salaam alaikum.
As he walks through town on his way to a meeting with a local sheikh, Joliet points out some of the projects, upgrading the ramshackle market where the farmers from the surrounding area sell their goods. Motioning towards the piles of trash that litter the dusty, dirty street, he says he's starting a garbage collection service and rebuilding the police station, which bears the marks of repeated insurgent attacks.
And this is the facility up here on the right. Looks like a fortress. We want to make it look like a police station, a friendly building.
Major Joliet says the town is growing. New houses are going up. Major Joliet opens the Velcro closings on his body armor as he sits down with a local sheikh. Hamid Jassim al-Mashadani holds court in a bare room with plastic chairs and a desk. He agrees with Joliet. He says more than 1,200 families have moved into Tarmiya recently.
They were threatened and they fled from the violence because anyone who is leaving this town is getting killed in Baghdad. In the last month, 30 to 40 were killed by men in government uniforms.
The sheikh himself won't even travel to Baghdad, despite invitations to meet with President Jalal Talabani and U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad. He won't go. He's afraid he'll be assassinated.
That's why I added 10,000 to the 40.
As Sheikh Jassim and Major Joliet go over the financial details of some of the reconstruction projects, one of the sheikh's aides, who only gives his first name, Kais, moves to a nearby room to talk with a visiting reporter without disturbing the sheikh. Kais says he fled from Baghdad for Tarmiya more than a year ago, and he knows why more and more people are coming here.
It's because of the Sunni-Shiite issue. It is a civil war. It is only getting worse and worse. Since Jafri took power, 8,000 Sunnis have been killed. Wouldn't you call that a civil war?
And that's what seems to be the common thought in this Sunni town. The anti-U.S. insurgents are always described as foreigners, and the real criminals are the Shiites down in Baghdad. While Tarmia may feel safer because of the American presence, there has been no let-up of the violence outside the razor wire. Just yesterday, an insurgent ambush in nearby Taji left at least 9 Iraqi policemen dead. In the past week, there have been 26 roadside bombings, killing 3 U.S. soldiers and injuring 5.
Hey, Jackson. Hey, hold him up.
On the main road through town, small shops sell everything from food to appliances to car parts. Sergeant Brashears halts the patrol and approaches 2 men sitting in the doorway of a clothing shop. The men seem nervous as he approaches and points at the blue striped ties in the window.
How much are the ties?
$3.
Might stop back up here and get a couple ties.
As we walk down the street, residents have plates of cakes and juice out in front of their stores. They're celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, and it's traditional to hand out sweets. But no one offers the Americans any. Near the river, a black banner is hung from a mosque. It's a death announcement. A man was killed, it says, by the Shiites in Baghdad. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.